Hey guys, this is your girl, Preston Foroshina. I'm a messenger of God and a carrier of His word. And this is also a transparency channel where I will share some of my experiences with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is going or going through the same thing as you. So guys, the word for today is comfort. Matthew chapters 5:4 says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." No matter what you're going through your life, whether it's something personally you're grieving about, or you know, your own struggles, or just things that's happening in life, you lost a loved one, or you're just going through things emotionally, whatever it may be, know that God is a comforter. He is a promise keeper. He is a way maker. He is a deliverer, a healer, a redeemer, and He is faithful to keep His promises. Psalms 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit," those who are of a humble spirit. And as I read on, because I did put Psalms 34, 18, but I want to go up to verses 4 to 10. And it says, "I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good, and blesses the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Know that, as it says in Romans 8:28, that all things are working for your good, that God will deliver you from all your fears or any situation that you can be in. There is nothing too hard for God. Not only is there nothing too hard for God, but He's also a provider. He will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. So hold on to God's unchanging hand, because He will not let you down. He's not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. He is a faithful Father. He is a faithful Father. And just as His words hit you like the rain and the snow that hits the ground and never returns, so will His word. His promises are true. His promises are yes and amen. His word is His bond. He will do just what He said He would do. So hold on. Don't go by how things look. Don't go by what you feel. I was just reading a scripture the other day. I can't even remember the scripture now, but it was talking about how the heart can deceive you, and it can deceive you. You got to go on God's word. You got to stand on His word that He would do what He said He would do. And He is a way maker, and He is a promise keeper. Keep pressing, keep going. Guys, I want to share this with you. So the job I am at, I love it, but it is very challenging. But I told the Lord that I would give it my all. And a month back, I went to this church service, and the pastor was talking about algorithm. And an algorithm is a process. It's steps. And I realized on this job, the things that I'm learning, it's a process, because it's not just easy, but it takes tenacity. It takes diligence. It takes perseverance. And so it's like I'm going from level to level. Guys, I had thought I just had it all good, right? I just want to share this. I hope it make you smile. I thought I had it all good, and then I had to use this big old rack, that I've never used before because I'm still kind of in the training process. Like I said, I'm going from level to level, and I've never used it before. And so what I try to do it, as the my trainer taught me, I kind of had my head down like, oh my gosh. And the enemy tried to creep in to say that I couldn't do it, but I had to remind myself that God has gotten me that far and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know what's going on in your life, but speak the word of God. Speak to your situations. Know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you will be condemned. Know that God is a healer. Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image. Know that God is a healer, a redeemer, a deliverer. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever think or ask. Know that there is nothing too hard for God. No person too hard for him to fix and change and turn our life around. If you read the word of God, you see so many testimonies. My life, I mean, I've dealt with abuse, molestation, but God has delivered me and turned my life around. And so if he could do it for me, delivering me from abusive relationships and just, I'm talking about physically, verbally, emotionally, mentally, you know, and connections with people and everything. I've been bullied and God has delivered me. He has kept me. And he has turned my life around for the greater good. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. And I don't know if you battle. I don't know why I want to say this. If you battle with low self-esteem, whoever you are, know that you are wonderful in the eyes of God, that he made you for such a time as this, that he created you for purpose, that he do have a plan for your life. You can't go by what you see and what it look like now. You just got to get in position. You just got to go ahead and take one day at a time and just be encouraged to just do right and take the first step. Whatever it is in your life, take that first step, that first right step. And when you take one right step, God will take two. Stand on the promises of God. Nothing is too hard for God to bring you out of, to take you through, to change you to. God is a way maker. So Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God, that you are our comforter, that you are our deliverer, that you are our provider. Thank you, Lord, that you love us with an everlasting love, that you are mighty and all powerful, that you are the consuming fire, that you are Alpha and Omega. And God, there is nothing too hard for you. There is no heart, no life, no mind that you cannot regulate and change, oh God, for you are miraculous, all-powerful God. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, oh God. You are all-powerful, and nobody can snatch your loved ones from your hands, oh God. Nobody can stop the plans that you have for each and every individual's life, because God, you have the first say and the last say. You are Jehovah. You are the Elohim. You are the El Olam, the everlasting eternal Father. So Lord, we just give you glory, give you honor, and give you praise in advance, God, for what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, have a blessed day, guys. Amen.